Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is offering both sympathy and support for Turkey in the wake of yesterday's deadly airport attack. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama spoke by phone today with Turkey's president.
Obama called Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan from Air Force One while traveling to Ottawa for a North American Leaders Summit. He offered whatever assistance Turkey needs as investigators try to determine who's behind the attack that claimed dozens of lives at the Istanbul airport.
We're still learning all the facts, but we know this is part of our broader shared fight against terrorist networks, and we will continue to work closely with Turkey to root them out.
Obama said, like the attack on the Brussels airport 3 months ago, the suicide bombing in Turkey represents an attack on the international community. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Meeting with his North American counterparts in Ottawa, President Obama and the leaders of Mexico and Canada are spelling out how they intend to tackle the issue of global climate change. A joint statement with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, the three world leaders said they will strive to use renewable sources of energy to generate 50% of North America's electrical power by 2025. That would be a significant leap from last year's 37%. Among other things, the plan would accelerate cross-border transmission projects, strengthen energy efficiency standards, and emphasize more efficient products. A close aide to Hillary Clinton told a watchdog group the former Secretary of State wanted to keep her personal messages private. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on the latest turn in the controversy over Clinton's use of a private email server.
Huma Abedin answered questions as part of an open records lawsuit filed by conservative watchdogs at Judicial Watch. Abedin told the group she wasn't sure who at the State Department knew Clinton was using the private server to conduct business. But Abedin says Clinton regularly emailed at least some government officials using the address, so it wasn't a secret. For her own correspondence, Abedin said she tried to do the right thing and send messages from her State Department account. Clinton has said her use of the private server was a mistake. The FBI is investigating whether the server compromised any government secrets. There's no public sign federal agents have yet interviewed Clinton, the Democrats' presumptive nominee for the White House. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
A rescue package for debt-stricken Puerto Rico has made it through a test vote in the U.S. Senate. Lawmakers voting 68-32 to advance the bill to a final vote just days before the island is expected to default on a $2 billion debt payment. The White House-backed measure would create a control board that would oversee the U.S. territory's finances and could supervise debt restructuring. Stocks closed higher for a second straight session, making up for a sizable portion of losses racked up after the U.K.'s surprise decision to leave the EU. The Dow is up 284 points today. This is NPR. Fire crews battling a wildfire in Arizona say they are making progress bolstering fire lines in an area near Cortez Lakes. According to a Bureau of Land Management spokesperson, crews hit the fire hard from the ground and with water-dropping helicopters and air tankers as it threatened homes in the area and resulted in intermittent closures of Interstate 17, a major highway in the central part of the state. Officials say the fire is considered halfway contained. The University of Connecticut is revoking an honorary degree it awarded to Bill Cosby more than two decades ago. NPR's Hansi Luong reports it follows similar actions by other schools as comedian faces sexual assault allegations by dozens of women.
Trustees of the University of Connecticut voted unanimously to take back Bill Cosby's degree. It's a first for UConn, which gave an honorary doctorate of fine arts degree to Cosby in 1996. A resolution signed by the trustees says the university would not have done so if they knew the, quote, full breadth of his past actions. Cosby has admitted in sworn depositions to using drugs to get women to have sex with him. UConn's trustees say that goes against the university's values and its efforts to prevent sexual assault. Cosby has had a number of other honorary degrees revoked recently from schools including Brown University, Fordham University, and Oberlin College. Hansi Luong, NPR News.
Would you go to a cafe to eat cereal? Well, breakfast food maker Kellogg is betting you might, at least if you live in New York. The company is also betting you'd be willing to shell out $6.50 to $7.50 a bowl. The company says it plans to open a new cereal cafe in New York, combining Special K and Frosted Flakes with ingredients like pistachios and lemon zest. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.